fancy seeing Britain by bike for your next holiday? Our travel author, Stephen Primrose Smith, has published a book which could inspire you. He's returned from living abroad and has re-familiarised himself with the UK by cycling around every county. He's detailed his experiences in Route Britannia, The Journey South. Stephen says the book isn't really aimed at cycling enthusiasts.
There's a lot of people who hate cyclists, and so I try not to make it particularly about cycling. Obviously, the bike gets mentioned, and if there's any like near misses and things, that gets talked about. But it's more about the places and the people that I meet. That's what's important.
Steve visited all 97 counties, but says he didn't really plan.
I sort of looked at the order that I needed to do the counties in the most sort of efficient way. And then I decided not to have a route, but just to ask people, ask friends and people on cycling forums for the recommendations for each county. And then each day I sort of got up and tried to see as many of the places that they talked about.
He was looking for quirkier places to visit.
Like sort of strange statues or strange museums, particularly like the Lawnmower Museum in Southport. And the Gnome Reserve, which you might have been to in Devon, they've got something like 2,000 gnomes. And there's also a furry garden as well where you have to go around spotting furries. I think it's more for kids, to be honest, but it was interesting.
Stephen says many towns were identikit, but one south coast city was different.
My favourite town, I think, because it reminded me of Berlin, the sort of quirkiness of Berlin, was Brighton. I thought that was very interesting place. And you got this sort of the sense that you could be as weird as you want to be in Brighton and no one's going to bat an eyelid because in a minute they're going to see somebody weirder than that. And I like that bravado.
And there are places which have retained their individuality.
Places like Glastonbury. If you walk down its high street, you'll find shops there that you'll find nowhere else, just often sort of full of sort of spiritual, you know, stuff and things. But it's, at least it's got a sense of its own identity. And places like Eton as well, there's very few, possibly not even a single chain, I don't think, so in Eton. And it's nice when those towns try and hold on to their own sense of identity because so many towns have just let it go completely.
Stephen says he now knows which British place is nicest.
But that was Ullapool in northwest Scotland. That was absolutely gorgeous. That's if I was to go back to Britain and live in one place, I think it would be there. It's a small town that's on a loch, and you've got hills all around it, but it just had lots of local businesses and its own sense of identity. The people that I met there were very friendly. There was a lovely little museum there, and there's some interesting history. In the 1980s, I think it was, all the mackerel that was caught by the fishermen there was being bought and processed by huge factory ships that came from places like Russia and Korea. There was a set of audio files at the museum which told you about how the locals interacted with these sort of foreign people. And it seemed like a very welcoming community, which was nice.
When you cycle around the country, there are some lovely stretches of road.
North Wales, around Snowdonia, is always lovely. And the Lake District, obviously. The coast going towards Scarborough in North Yorkshire was stunning. But the best place, which can't be beaten, is northwest Scotland. The area is sort of north of Ullapool. And there was one day, I think, when I had something like a 20-mile continuous stretch of road without a single settlement. You don't sort of associate that with Britain. Yeah, that was fantastic.
You might be surprised at the hardest place to cycle around.
The most difficult cycling in Britain is Devon and Cornwall, where the hills are not big, but the gradients are ridiculous. I don't know why Devon and Cornwall need these 20% hills when the Alps don't need them.
Route Britannia, The Journey South, covers the first part of Stephen's journey across Britain and is available on Amazon. The second part, The Journey North, will be available later this year.